Hello, everyone. This is Jeanette Noble with here at the State Department of Education, and Bill Bagshaw is also with us today. We'd like to just briefly find out who's on the call. That always kind of helps us out a little bit. I know there are not very many. So if you would just please take a minute or two to just tell us the name of your system that you're representing today, that would be great. I'm just going to do this for about a minute or so, and then we'll just get started. So can I please have kind of a roll call?
Greg Rosenegg, D268.
I got Sue, and I got 268.
Heather Burris from Auburn Washburn 437.
Thank you, 437.
Chris Carr, USD 208.
Thank you, 208. Do I have any others? I know I heard a few more clicks, but we'll just go ahead and start with those that are here, so in order to kind of honor the time. Just a few updates that we would like to put out right now. We have, as of March 30th, we did update the KISA application. The KISA application included the final report for year five systems, as well as the documentation that the OVT chairs and team members would be completing as part of their visit. This will be the location that every year they will go in and answer questions relative to the visit, those yearly visits for them. So we have a place for them to go in for year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. You as a system won't be seeing all of that, although you will be able to access the summary report that they do. You're just not going to be able to see what they are completing, but you will be able to see the summary report. We've been asked a number of times about how do you take a look at that report, or how do you even print your initial report. And in the KISA application, down in the left-hand side in the bottom, you have a line that says district reports. When you click on that, you should be able to then see towards the right your district organization, what year you are in the process, are you going to be accredited? And then across the line, it will have some titles like initial report, OVT summary report, final report, and you'll know that you have something in there to print because you'll have an icon, a blue icon with kind of a page on it, which indicates that there's a report that's in there. When you click that open, it is a PDF. And as all PDFs, once you open it, you can either save it on your desktop or you can just print it at that point in time. So that's how you access that. If you are as a system right now, when you're completing right after your visits, we just want to remind you to go back into your KISA application and finish those last two questions after 15.1. Just go in and finish those questions there. And then 16, which is the assurances of that your district, that your board has seen it, that your superintendent approves, and things like that. Once you have submitted that to us, then you'll find a submit button. If you accidentally submit, you can still go back and edit, but the report is going to still show as submitted unless you let us know that it was an error, and then we can go back and clear that out for you if it's a big issue. But you should have no problems going back and editing that if you have submitted by mistake. Any questions about that?
Yep, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
So the districts can read the annual summary report, each of those four, they'll be able to read that and or print it out, but not the workbook piece?
You'll be able to see the reports. You're not actually going to see what the chair completes. In other words, when the chair goes in and either downloads the workbook and puts it back up and then goes in and answers the OVT summary questions, that whole process that they do, the system won't be able to see that. They're just going to see the final product of the OVT report.
In year five?
No, each year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Each year. It's pretty similar to the, I believe the OVT chairs are not able to see the actual application itself, the 1 through 16 that you as a system complete, but they will be able to access the report to print it. So they can end up seeing that if they need it to.
Thank you.
One of the things that you want to, well, right now I think we have, we've kind of fixed this. We had left the final report open so that anybody can access it, but it closes when you access it. It would close your initial report, which meant that if you, by mistake, submitted, you could not go back and make corrections. So we eliminated that, and you will only be able to access that final report when you become a year five system. Now, that final report is not different than your initial report. It's really kind of taking a look as a pre and post. Where was I at the beginning of my system, and where am I at the end of my system? So the questions, we're not asking people to answer questions 1 through 4 all over again, because those were like what year you're going to come into the system and pieces like that. But we are asking all of the follow-up questions for all of the other ones, like where are you on civic engagement now at the end of the 5 years? They're the same questions that you're answering, so that we can get where were you at the beginning, and where are you now after your 5 years. We are going to try to work so that if somebody wants to just see what the report looks like, they could probably print a copy of the report so they can see it, or at least the questions that are being asked. But it would not be any different than the initial report in terms of the questions that are being asked, compliance, foundational structures, where you are on your rubrics, social emotional, graduation rate, post secondary, and things like that. Any questions? I think that's Bill and I think that's what we wanted to just update. Oh, I'll give you one more update, at least in terms of things that are happening. Because we have given access to the chairs, when they go in, sometimes they have been requesting access to their own system versus the system of that they're chairing. And that is because there's a question when you register on the application, what district do you work for or you belong to or something, what organization? It's kind of the second question right after you put your name and all your personal information. That question, if you are a chair, and we did mention this at the last with the chairs, the conference call we had with chairs, but if you have any chairs here that still have not requested access to the district that they're chairing, the system that they're chairing, please be sure that when that question comes up, you do not put your system down. You put the system that you're chairing, because it's almost like you're working for that system as a chair. Other than that, everything else is pretty logical sequence in terms of the questions. Questions that you might have?
I do have two questions. The first one, you said the updates that were March 30th, I think, put on. Will only the one person in the system see that KISA app? I'm looking at my authenticated applications. I'm the building principal. I don't show anything else than in my authenticated applications that I can view. We're just year one. I heard you say the final report will be visible for year five people. What will be visible for year one or two people? And is it just visible by the leader of the system? In our case, would be the superintendent.
It will be visible to anyone who has access to that KISA application at the district level.
Okay.
So if you're a building principal, as you know, you have some district applications and you have some building applications. And my understanding is that if you have two, you have two different usernames and possibly passwords, because I don't think they give you access. Is that right? I might be saying that wrong. Anyway, but if you have access to the KISA application because it's a district application, you should be able to see everything that the superintendent or whoever is seeing. You'll see all of the KISA initial application information. You will also see the final report in terms of that there'll be a tab for the final report. But when you click on that, it won't give you access until your fifth year.
Okay. My next question is completely unrelated, but the social-emotional toolkit that's been mentioned, when I look, I find a lot of social-emotional information on the website, but it appears to me the latest social emotional character development toolkit information was updated in February of 2017. Is there additional information? I know it's been mentioned that there's going to be some additional things available on the social emotional piece.
Yeah, they are working on a social emotional whole child view.
Right.
And that, they are still working on it. They have the infographic, if you will, in terms of what it looks like, but they're developing some documentation with that, and that's not done yet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
This is Linda Thurston, and
I'm sorry, Linda, you cut off.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you?
Yes, I can hear you. Well, not, I can't hear you now. Linda, are you still there?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was trying to fill out the workbook for the what I'm sharing. And when I went to save the workbook, the save button didn't work. I mean, and I can't save it. Is there, and I've had my tech people in, and they said, we don't know what's going on. So is that a glitch? And has anyone else experienced that?
We had another person that experienced that. I know that you've spoken with Bill. We have forwarded that up to our IT department right now to take a look at what's going on.
Okay.
So what browser are you using?
I'm in Chrome.
Chrome?
Yes.
Okay, we need to just, I don't know, we'll probably have to call back the other person to find out what browser they use to see if maybe it's a browser issue.
Okay.
Because when we tested here, it's okay. So we need to go back. So Bill is aware of this, and he's here, and he has forwarded that up to our IT department, and he'll be getting back with you on that as soon as he finds out. And if we find that there are issues with browsers, we'll put out some information on that.
Okay,
so Linda,
thank you.
The way that should work, Linda, is when you click on workbook, say year one, it opens up and it starts out with the blue cover sheet that says the outside visitation team workbook.
Right.
And you scroll there and fill out those pages and you save it, and it should ask you where you want to save it.
Right.
What I did is I saved it to my desktop. Now, the next thing that I want to do is I want to go, there's a browse button right below that, and you
uh-huh.
click browse and go to your desktop and open it, and then it uploads it back into the authenticated application, and then it is there.
Right. It's just, there's no way to save it. I mean, it doesn't allow me to save it with the browser I'm using.
Well, the good news is it doesn't seem in the only one other instance. The good news is that it doesn't delete it or go away. Everything that's in there is automatically saved. It's just a matter of where it is and how you access it again, and that's the thing that we don't understand.
So that opens up as a PDF?
Yeah. When I save it as a PDF, it's a blank document.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have to take another look at that. We'll work on that here today. And
okay, not a problem.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, thank you.
The difficult thing always is as we try to replicate a situation that works for us, it's kind of difficult to tell what it is, so we have to go to the actual programmer and try to figure out what might be happening there. Are you getting any kind of an error message or anything like that?
No. So. And I tried to download it, the workbook, and move it into something, but that didn't work either. So
yeah.
And we did say that if we could, I could print it. So I have a hard copy. However, and then we could scan it, but that's not the way it needs to get put
back
in.
No, we don't. We don't want you to have to go through all those steps. We want to make sure we figure out what's happening there so it operates the way it should.
Yeah. So let me just, Linda, just ask you a quick question. So when you go into the KISA application and you find the OVT workbook for the year of the system that you're working with, you click the download button, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then that downloads it onto your computer.
Right.
Okay, and then you open up that download, and then you type in it, but you can't save it, is what you're saying.
Right, yes, exactly. It all worked beautifully,
Okay.
It really did, and the copy and pasting that you had suggested, that worked perfect, because I had a copy of the workbook, and I just copied and pasted the stuff. It went great. I mean, that part was really good. I just need to get it back into the authenticated application part.
Okay. So. Well, we'll get back with you individually on it, and then for everyone else, if we find that we're having issues with what kind of browsers people are working with on that, we'll let you all know.
Okay.
Any other questions?
So have each of you that are on the call, have you already had your outside visitation team visit? Where are you with that? Sounds like you have, Linda.
Yes.
And Auburn Washburn, were you there? Is it Heather?
Yes, we are having ours April 27th.
Okay.
Valley Falls has, and I've sat as the chair on McClouse. Both of those schools have.
Okay. So I can tell you a little bit about what we have found so far with systems who have had their visits or have called and asked questions about the visits. As you follow the process and you're looking at going over your needs assessment and identifying which R's and or which components that you're using, you've selected those R's and set your goals. What's really helpful is if you think about the goal that you selected, two things. One, what data did you have that said that maybe that's a goal area that we should select? And then looking at that information, looking out over a period of time, whether you're looking a year ahead or even 5 years ahead, what do you want that data to ultimately look like? And so your conversations, your strategies, and your efforts in your system should all be centered around the impact that your efforts will have on that data. For example, a real easy one is, let's say that you're looking to impact your graduation rate. So you through your needs assessment, you determine that your graduation rate isn't what you want. I know that's not applicable here, but it's an easy one to use for an example. So your graduation rate is lower than what you want. So you're looking at that, and your goals and strategies, some of them, are centered around improving your graduation rate. So what do you want your graduation rate to be? Well, let's say that it's at 85 and you want to go to 92. So during the course of your school improvement process relative to that goal, what are your goals and strategies and efforts that are getting you to where you want to go with that 92% graduation rate? And I think sometimes there's a disconnect between the process and the result you want. We're getting a lot of anecdotal feedback, a lot of good ideas, and a lot of good activity, but not necessarily activities that is directed more specifically to a more quantitative result that you might be looking for. And so what we're talking to systems about is to understand the connection between your process and an ultimate result. Because obviously, at the end of your cycle, we'll be looking at, although these are all just a piece, so I don't want anybody to think that anything is more important than anything else. They're all a part of it. But we'll be looking at state assessment data, CALPA data, graduation rate, chronic absenteeism, post-secondary effectiveness, and all of those things that you know that are the state board outcomes that are consistent with the Kansas CAN vision. So the process is very important. Your goals and strategy, your conversations, and all the work you're doing certainly is paramount to your success. But keep an eye on the prize, so to speak, and know what it is you're looking to accomplish so that during your process you can formatively assess how you're doing and how that's happening. And I think if you focus that way, at least it's a good way for me to look at it and understand how you might improve. So some of the comments that people are saying is that, you know, maybe they're talking about relationship staff. Well, we've done this and we've done that, and these are things we're going to do, and these are things we feel like, and so on and so on. But there's no evidence that supports where you are. You know, we only have so many teachers accomplishing, or we have a problem with retention rate, something. So think with more specificity about what you're saying, because what you're saying is good, but how does it look? I mean, what's the evidence that supports your assertions that certain things are happening or are not happening? Does that make sense? I'm going to go ahead and vote yes.
Silence means yes.
Okay.
That's very helpful.
That's very helpful, Bill. That's excellent. Thank you.
Sure. And remember that as you select goals, and certainly those of you that are in 1, 2, and 3, and many of you are just in year 1, as you select goals, don't think that you have to cover everything all the time. You're not going to select 4 R's and 16 relative components or related components. Focus on those things that you're really passionate about and identify those so that you can take your efforts that you've already identified in the rubrics. Perhaps you're implementing and not quite transitioning. The idea is for you to use that goal area and model that eventually. And so if you're spread a little thin and you're working on way too many things, you may get to transitioning in a bunch and modeling and nothing later on. I would think that the collateral effect, if you will, is going to be a lot more impactful than you think. So all of those goals and strategies, say, for example, if you're working on improving your graduation rate, what you're going to find is that you're going to impact things that would be student engagement, perhaps your daily attendance rate, your chronic absenteeism. You're going to impact things that you're not really focusing on specifically because of the strategies that you're employing to improve your graduation rate. And so it's really difficult to get out of your own way, so to speak. So don't worry about that so much, especially in this first year or two. Really focus in on something that you think is very important in your system that you want to improve upon.
The only thing I would also add to that is to remember that one of the things that we have asked for is that the schools within the system select a couple components, you know, underneath those goals that you as a system have identified as goals. So we're hoping that with that, that there's an alignment in terms of what your schools are doing with what the system is trying to accomplish. So when we think about data, you're also probably answering questions with data that perhaps some of your systems have done in order to support your ultimate goals. So it usually we think about the data only being totally at the district level, but there are local school level data that can also support the goal that you are trying to achieve. So that's why it's important to have that alignment and that during the visits, your chairs are able to understand how your schools within your system are supporting the ultimate goals.
And that's a very good point, Jeanette. And a specific example of that might be at the elementary level, maybe you really haven't spent a lot of time on that kindergarten readiness area, and that's something you really want to focus on at your elementary level. And so you're using ages and stages, you're getting that kindergarten readiness snapshot, and you're making plans for how you're preparing to work with those children in kindergarten. And then at the middle school level, maybe you're spending a little more time on some of those social-emotional character development issues. And at high school, you're working on attendance and student engagement. All of those things, as Jeanette was alluding to, create a vertical alignment towards attaining that goal that you might want about graduation rate. If kids are more prepared at the primary and intermediate levels, and they're more socially well-adjusted and more cognitively sound based on some strategies that you're implementing, and those high school kids are engaged, maybe through the individual plan of study, now you're really impacting that graduation rate ultimately. And so that would be an example of how many people in your system are all contributing to that graduation rate without saying, how as a kindergarten teacher am I impacting the graduation rate? All right.
Any questions?
As always, don't hesitate to contact Jeanette or me if you have any questions. Assuredly, there are some. I know as the OVT visits have occurred, individuals have had questions about what data, what do they do with that, next steps, and so on. I know that several of us here at KSDE will be participating either on an OBT or as a fly on the wall at some of these visits, and we're just like you. We're a partner in this, and we're learning a lot about what it is that you're doing and your needs as systems, and we're going to be responsive to that, whether it's technical in nature or it's providing you with guidance or it's just conversations like these where we're sharing with you some of the challenges and some of the successes that other systems are having. So I think these types of conversations are very helpful in a place for you to get on and ask questions about your system.
So I'm going to wait about 1 minute, and if we get no questions around that time, then I will say that this call will be over. So.
Jeanette?
Yes?
This is Kim Rasmussen at Leavenworth, and I'm projecting out ahead. Did I hear correctly that the chair training is being redone and will be offered again here sometime in the future?
Yes, we're in the process right now. We sent surveys out trying to get some information and feedback about the training itself that we just did.
Yep.
And so we're going to revamp it, and we'll have a revised training out come the fall. Probably by August, we'll begin doing some trainings, August or September.
Okay. I think there's some people that were trained as team members, not necessarily, you know, ready to take on chair.
Right.
And so I just was trying to get that information. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to hear that we have more interest out there. So.
Well, I'm one of them. I didn't, with a new job and everything, I wasn't, I thought, you know, being a team member is one place to start. Being a chair is, you know, something to build with. So anyway, I appreciate that, and I know some other people who are thinking that way. And so.
Great. Well, it should be out, and we'll send some information out to the field as soon as it's ready.
Okay.
I might also say that most of you know, several months ago, Kelly Slayton left the agency. She was commuting from Augusta, and after a couple of years, it took her toll, and she's working closer to home. She did a lot of good work for us, and we miss her, but we have replaced her with another individual. His name is David Barnes, and right now he's finishing up his current position as a classroom teacher and is doing some work for us with our web pages. So if you haven't been frequenting our web pages lately, we're making some changes and some modification. It's a little better organized, I think, and we'll be keeping some more up-to-date information on there. So if you want to review some of this information or go find information about the outside visitation team, for example, there is a link on our webpage that says outside visitation team information. It will walk you through some of that and all the other respective information about what we're doing. So we'll try to keep that fresh for you. So periodically when you go in there, there will be some additional news and resources for you.
Yeah. Just let us know if you like the look or you don't like the look or if it's easier to navigate or not. It's, by no means it is completed. We're hoping that by the time he starts in June with us, that we'll have most, if not the majority of that done already, so that then he can focus on other things as he starts with us. But I will like to end up stating that if you have missed any of these calls, they are online. You can access them online. We do have them on the website, and the calls are now being posted by the end of the day, pretty much, after we receive them. So it took us a while to know how to manage that, but now that we have it, they're being done very quickly. So the calls are on the website. If you know of someone that says, oh, I missed the call, just let them know. They can access it from there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other last words? If not, we appreciate all you do for us, and we thank you for all those students in Kansas. We appreciate all your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.